We're talking today here at the 2018 National FFA Convention with one of our Proficiency Award winners, a national champion in fruit production, entrepreneurship, and placement, Seth Stone. Seth, you're from the Chandler FFA chapter, right?
That's correct.
Tell me a little bit about your project.
So my project is, my family has a 150-acre pecan orchard that started out 5 years ago, shortly after my family bought the place. The previous owners had not been able to take care of it for several years, so our first major task was picking up all the dead limbs that had fallen out of the trees and trimming the brush that was growing up around the pecan trees. After we got this cleaned up, I learned how to drive a tractor by moving hay, and from there I learned how to operate a pecan harvester and a pecan shaker. I've also learned to identify pests in the pecan orchard, like pecan scab and pecan weevils, and I've also learned how to spray for these pests to help treat it, to help have healthy pecan trees so we can have a pecan crop each year.
So are these mostly native trees?
We have a mixed orchard. Our pecan orchard actually used to be an old Oklahoma State University research station, so we have some native pecan trees, and we have over 52 varieties of improved pecan trees in our orchard.
That's quite a mix, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So tell me, how do you try to market your pecans?
The way we market our pecans as of right now is we sell them to a local cleaner that's down in Shawnee, and he'll market them for us. And if we can get a large lot of pounds of a single variety to where we have a lot of Pawnee trees, to where if we can get over 10,000 pounds of the Pawnee variety, then he will crack them and shell them for us and market them as have clean pecans for us instead of selling them to a candy factory to try and get us a higher price. But our goals for the future are to develop our own cleaning facility so we can market them ourselves.
Hope is maybe get a little bit more of that income down closer to the consumer, right?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about your involvement with FFA.
So I'm currently my chapter's FFA president. I am on my chapter's vet science team, and I also participate in Agri-Science Fair.
What's the plans after graduation?
After I graduate from high school, I plan to go to Oklahoma State University and get my degree in agriculture engineering. And then after that, I plan to go on and get my DVM so that I can work for a livestock handling equipment manufacturer.